In the wonderful aftermath of Easter, we hear what Jesus said on the day that he raised Lazarus. Reading from John 11, verses 25 and 26. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. It seems that television has made quite a use of courtroom drama, giving us the chance to know what happens in a courtroom, even if we've never been in one personally. You're familiar with the two lawyers who both have a right to object. They say objection to a certain question or testimony that they think is not following the rules. Now it's up to the judge to either sustain, agree with the objection, allow it, or overrule based on whether the objection has merit. This process of overruling in a court can also apply to the verdict. A judge or panel of judges in a higher court can potentially overrule the verdict of a lower court. It's a reason, big reason, why people want to appeal their cases. They're hoping for an overrule of the guilty verdict against them. Eventually, though, this has to stop somewhere. Someone has the final say. In our country, it is the U.S. Supreme Court at the top. They get the last word, so to speak. Of course, as Christians, we recognize a higher, mightier court in heaven. The judge, God Himself, will be rendering His verdict, His irreversible verdict on all people. And He'll do this through His Son, Jesus. Now, we could actually think in terms of a trial on the part of God already carried out. Again, through the work of Jesus, God has carried out justice at the cross and determined a ruling on all of our sins. This ruling comes as a very pleasant surprise because God says, we are not guilty. It is actually an overrule, right? God overrules our guilt, what our conscience knows to be true, because of Jesus. By virtue of His perfect life lived in our place, His sacrificial death, making the payment for all of our sins, and the victory of His resurrection, Jesus gets the last word over our sin and also our death. Sin and death go together. Because of sin in all people, everyone dies. Unless judgment day comes first, death will take us all, no matter who we are. Naturally, people in general are afraid of what happens on the other side. Will God accept or reject them? How can they possibly hope to stand before the all-knowing judge? Maybe you have wrestled with such questions. We have to admit that death could take us at any point, perhaps soon. Let's also realize that Jesus gets the last word over death, as we see in the true story of the text in John 11. I think you know this story, what Jesus did for His friend Lazarus, and also the grieving sisters, Mary and Martha. It was Martha who heard quite a statement from Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. That's quite a thing to say. The Lord was claiming to be the power and source of resurrection. He is the power and source of life in spite of what death may do. So, it's a sad situation there in Bethany. Lazarus was dead in the grave 4 days. Not a problem. Not for Jesus. He would overrule the death of his friend. We know the outcome in the aftermath of this true event. Lazarus, because of the Lord's command, 3 short words, out of the grave, alive and well, and fast becoming the talk of not only Bethany, but also Jerusalem, a conversation even carried out amongst the Lord's enemies. Arguably, this is the greatest miracle Christ has done so far. Lazarus, however, would not get the privilege reserved for Jesus himself. Lazarus and all other mortals raised from the dead in biblical times, like the daughter of Jairus, the youth of Nain, would die again. Their bodies are buried someplace, awaiting the final resurrection. Only Jesus would be the first to experience permanent resurrection to immortality. Likewise, Jesus would be the only one to cause his own resurrection from the dead. He would overrule his own death. That is the great truth and victory of Easter. And as we heard in yesterday's chapel address, Easter is not over. The power of the Lord's resurrection has far-reaching effect on you and me. It would reach ahead in time to our conversion, our infant baptism, and bring us the power of the risen Savior to overrule our spiritual death. The Bible has several passages that make a direct tie between the resurrection of Christ and your conversion. The one leads to the other. The one empowers the other. Likewise, this power of Christ's resurrection reaches ahead all the way to Judgment Day with a pledge to you. At the command of Christ, on the last day, our bodies, if dead in the grave, will come out, not only alive, but fully restored to perfect health, and our souls no longer subject to the side effects of sin in any way. As for the prospect of physical death, we have those words of our Savior. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. That takes the fear out of death. When we die with faith in Christ, the soul goes to be with God. And so the death of the believer is not really death because there is no separation from God. The soul crosses the finish line into heaven, truly a victory. And one day the body will too. That is our confidence, our comfort from our risen Savior who gets the last word over death for you and me. Amen. We sing of this hope in hymn 207. We sing stanzas 2 and 4. Stanzas 2 and 4 of hymn 207.